What's good? Thank you for tuning in to my show. It's the Mr. Whirlpool Show. I'm your host, JD. You can call me Jonathan. You can follow me on my social media sites at Mr. Whirlpool. That's with a W-H-U-R-L-P-O-O-L. We're going to be starting our show pretty soon. And I get started with our subjects. Let's go. What's good? Thank you for tuning in to my show. It's the Mr. Whirlpool Show. I'm your host, JD. You can call me Jonathan. You can follow me on my social media sites at Mr. Whirlpool. That's with a W-H-U-R-L-P-O-O-L. We're going to be starting our show pretty soon. And I'm getting started with our subjects. Let's go.
Yo, we back. I'm your host, Jonathan Dunlop, JD. This is the Mr. Whirlpool Podcast Show. Let's get to it. I'm JD. Like I said, follow me on all my social medias at Mr. Whirlpool, W-H-U-R-L-P-O-O-L. And I appreciate y'all really do for tuning in. On this beautiful Friday morning, it is July 2nd, 2021. And thank God it's Friday. Thank God it's Friday. Like I said, we talked earlier about the NCAA and the rule change and how lit that was. And y'all know I'm lit up about it, ecstatic, you know what I'm saying? On fire about it, you know what I'm saying? We all lit, you know what I'm saying? They finally made a rule change that's going to benefit people, not themselves. You know, put money in the pocket of people, right? Right, saying money ain't the money. I feel like, you know, it's a psychology study saying that, you know, people always say money at the root of all evil, but psychology studies that most people's problems stem from not having enough money, right? And Lil Wayne said it best. He said the money at the root of all evil, being broke is the root of all evil, right? Because I feel like you do a lot of stuff when you know broke, when you poor, when you come from the bottom, and people know that when you don't have and you got to go get some food and you got to survive, you do a lot of stuff that you wouldn't do. You know what I'm saying? You put yourself in a lot of situations that you won't put yourself in. Like I said, and it ain't all that is, but it most definitely is a conversation, a topic to talk about for real. But like I said, good morning. So we back at it right now. Bill Cosby got out. You know what I'm saying? Bill Cosby got out. The Supreme Court overturned his charges, and I think he served like 2 years after getting out. He, you know, finally was free man after the charges were overturned. The man was 80 some years old, and I don't know what was the reason for the overturn a charge, but we can more definitely look it up, because let's not be lazy. Supreme Court, we're gonna look it up, y'all. And we're gonna look it up and talk about, see what's gonna, you know. There we go. Bill Cosby released from prison after Pennsylvania Supreme Court overturned his sexual convictions and 2 years of his 10-year sentence in a state prison in Montgomery County. What was in the state pen, bro? Oh man, reading books in a library. They gonna call you pops. I don't know if y'all ever seen that episode. I think that was I think it was Rush Hour. He was like, you gonna be old. You know what to do with old man in jail? They put you in a library. You gonna work in a library. You know what I'm saying? You gonna work books. They gonna call you pops, eating jello pudding all the time. And that's funny. But I ain't gonna speak on the case, because it's, you know, sensitive subject for some people. So I ain't gonna speak on that. That's crazy. Like I said, I'm glad to see him out though, because man, damn, I ain't gonna say what he did was right. I ain't gonna speak on that, but I just know, man, 83 years old, you know, living your whole life just to get to the end of that motherfucker, and you have to serve a prison sentence, and almost, you know, for sure think about dying in this motherfucker at 83. Man, that's some fucked up shit, especially for a dollar. I think the HBCUs, let me look up that, the HBCUs give money back. I think they were trying to give money back to Bill Cosby, money back. Uh, getting out there saying that I heard the HBCUs trying to, some of the HBCUs that he helped out, they wanted to give their money back, whatever. He also provided a high single donation HBCU with his $20 million donation to Spelman for reason, cosmic reason, judgment sentence are vacated and his should discharge. And I don't know if they probably trying to, I think they were trying to give some of it back, but they was like, I think they was like, we gonna give some of the money back, but yet they don't want to give it all back, whatever. And his, I think his wife was like, nah, y'all can give it all back if it's that much of a problem. You know what I'm saying? Because ain't no point of y'all keeping some of the money, I'm gonna give it all back. $20 million is a lot of money. And God damn, Spelman. God damn, that's one in Atlanta, I think. That's the one in Atlanta or New York, whatever the hell that school at. But that's crazy. And I most definitely, like I said, that's lit. I think they making jokes about R. Kelly getting out, but I doubt they let R. Kelly out anytime soon. He gonna serve a lot of that time. He was just a little bit more sensitive than Bill Cosby, most definitely. And but also, y'all, I want to talk to y'all today because last night I did a live stream, and if y'all don't know, go check out Mr. Whirlpool Facebook page and WHURLPOOL, and go check out my Facebook page, and you'll see I did a live stream last night. My brother and one of their friends, she's a vlogger out in Atlanta. Great person, great stream. We had a good time, and it was a great live stream. I hope you all tuned in for real. And if you haven't, it's still on my page, so y'all go check that out. And we talked about a couple of great things, family balance, life, the corporate world, business, and how to balance time managing, things like that. And time management is a big thing, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes, you gotta be on top of your A game. I feel like I always say that you gotta be on your A game when it comes to your time. And respecting your time, and excuse me, I apologize. Let me take a sip of water. Don't overlook your time, you know what I'm saying? No, not say overlook, but don't disrespect yourself and your time. And but we talked about, a lot of different things. But something I really wanted to hit on that I really didn't get to speak on too much, because I spoke about passive income and how I feel like people need to go for bigger checks, right? Look at NCAA. They, they've passed some laws that's gonna get people checks. And the world we live in now, there's so much money out there in digital currency, and so much different digital, ain't just digital currency, but digital, like through technology, you can make so much money through so many ways of making money. I think a lot of people overlook that, and a lot of people still think that 9-to-5 is the traditional way, and like what your grandparents used to do and things like that. We talked about that, and like how your grandparents think you used to work 3 jobs and things like that, and they don't understand some of the stuff. There's a lot of stuff that people won't understand that's older generation, because they didn't grow up in the world that we grew up in, that we're growing up in, actually, in the world that they don't see it how we see it, right? They can't understand how can you make $1 million off TikTok. You know what I'm saying? Some of us don't even know how to make it, understand it. Just let y'all know, if you don't know, after you get to a certain amount of subscribers and things like that, I think once you go live and things like that, while you live and you get to a certain amount of followers, they actually pay you out because of that. And Twitter even got to where you can donate money now. Facebook monetized, not the regular pages, but your regular profile, but your pages. And I most definitely gibbered just then, so I'm even gonna hit myself with that because that was just my fault. But not your regular pages, but your prom Facebook page, you can monetize those as well. But Twitch, in so many different ways, I can speak on all of them. Making music, you know what I'm saying, it's a lot easier publishing music and making music now than it used to be, you know what I'm saying? And just putting things out there and obtaining those dollars, you know what I'm saying? But passive sources of income, I feel like everybody should be working a little bit harder every day towards those passive sources of income. If you put 8 hours into a job, 10 hours into a job, and you got an off day, the off day, you need to give yourself at least 4 to 8 hours of that same putting towards your passion, or not even just a passion. Sometimes towards something that's going to bring you passive income. Writing music, writing a book, writing a blog, doing whatever it takes to you know, to achieve that goal and that dream for real. But and not just goal and dream, but financial freedom, because I feel like passive sources of income are financial freedom. Money is generated on a so high of a level that so much money being generated over our heads and behind our backs and that we can't even see right in front of our faces, that we like, dang, I ain't even know that was that much money. You know what I'm saying? But you can get a piece of that money if you play it smart. I feel like if you, you know, build on these passive sources of income, somebody gonna come listen through. You know what I'm saying? These businesses out here, they already $1 million businesses. They already $1 billion businesses, $1 trillion corporations and things like that, right? They got ways in there where you can make a, you know, make you a, you know, check, get you a big boy check out here. You know what I'm saying? And I think you just gotta keep working hard and towards the passive sources of income, actually creating those incomes. And that's something I spoke on last night, but I just want to clarify that as well. But also another thing I had to speak about as well, and this for my man, because this is not a shot at any woman or nothing like that, but this is for my man. And your emotions and your feelings and stuff, you can't really move off those, you know what I'm saying? And you can't make a lot of decisions based off those, for real. I understand sometimes you might not feel like it today, and you might not feel like it, you know, tomorrow. You might feel like, you know, you be like, how you feeling? How you doing? But you might not be fine, right? You might not be fine that day. You might not feel good. I'm gonna say it's both women, men and women. You might not feel fine, but you gotta sometimes think about the check, right? And get through it. Get through that work day. Get through the workouts. Get through that check, right? And if you're in a job where you don't like it and it's too straining, it's too stressed out and things like that, go see a therapist, right? Or speak to HR. Demand a high pay raise, right? Because the job is too stressful. You're not getting paid enough for the stress that the job is applying to you, right? Call corporate. But I mean, y'all need to get a pay raise. It's too much money. Y'all not gonna keep people. You know, demand more money. Don't be silent. Don't lay down, right? Demand more money, right? And if they don't provide that type of money for you, start looking around. Start searching. Start, you know, putting yourself out there looking, you know, around and stuff. Build up your skills. Like I said, I feel like everybody should develop it. In 2021, you should have a secondary skill or a couple of secondary skills that can create you income. And if you don't have a skill, you need to obtain something that can make you income. I look at like something that's going to bring you income passively. I want to say, you don't want to always be there, for real. And for my men on this one, like I said, I'm talking to my nephew and teaching him the ropes and teaching him to understand that, man, this world ain't going to bend and fold for you. You know what I'm saying? Don't care about your crying, don't care about your crocodile tears and things like that. You got to go out here and make it happen. You got to take opportunities. You got to take chances. You know what I'm saying? And this is the only reason I'm saying this for my men, because, you know, it's different for men and women in a spectrum of the world and how the world views, you know, men and women, right? And it's not a shot at women. It's not a shot, you know, anybody. It's just saying this is a different view on how the world looks at men and women, right? Like, you know, men, they don't care, right? So you got to get out here and make it happen. And it's most definitely something that can be attained, money. And I'm out here yawning and stuff. And obtaining, you know, and there's a level of money that you're trying to get to as well, man, which I feel like the $1 million category $1 million category is possible, right? Depends on your profession. I ain't gonna never say that it's not possible. It depends on the profession, right? If you wanna be you gotta go for the jobs and professions that gonna pay that type of money, right? Those professions and jobs are gonna be crazy hard, and they're gonna make sure that it's gonna be complicated, but it is possible. It ain't gonna be a thing that's not possible. It's still gonna be possible. It's gonna be hard to obtain. And I think if you look at it like in a sense of surgeons, they get paid so much. Plastic surgery gets paid so much out there. athletes and singers and whatever, rappers or whatever. It depends on the type of job that you go for, type of career. Right? I talked to a little cousin about that, and about the image of certain people and why they look a certain way and why they move a certain way, because that's just how they just how that profession is, or this is how their lifestyle is. Right? Athletes look big and cut up and, you know, super athletic. They look, you know, like, man, most of, you know, people talk about them, whatever, in a sense, and may hate on them, but that's just the lifestyle of that, right? You know, rappers have this certain look, singers have this certain look, you know what I'm saying? Church people have a certain look. It's all an image thing, right? And what you, you know, what you want to portray. And, you know what I'm saying, that image matters. It makes you money. And it really does sometimes. It really makes you money. Like I said, porn stars have a look, you know what I'm saying? Everybody has a look. But I digress, man. I digress. Bring it back. I'm gonna say this. In this world, I feel like you gotta stand out by, you know, voicing yourself. Demanding more from the world. You know what I'm saying? Not settling for less. Not just being quiet, you know what I'm saying? You got to step on some toes. People got to dislike you. You got to be uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? But it's going to happen. Right? If you get, you know, you got to be uncomfortable. You got to put yourself in position. You got to try things. You got to test things out. You know what I'm saying? And you can't fold, you know what I'm saying, when it gets hard. You know what I'm saying? You got to get through it. You know what I'm saying? If it's not for you, step away. Like, so I ain't going to force nobody to be at a job you don't like. Right? If Burger King not paying you that much and these, you know, whatever, and you want to go somewhere else. Right? Some jobs, you can't negotiate with certain people, right? You can't negotiate with certain jobs, and this is how it's always going to be. So I feel like you got to move on, move forward, and try something different, and go harder, you know what I'm saying, in a direction. Be intentional, right? I don't know what, you know, everybody's goals should be, whatever. And I ain't no fortune teller. Hey, Miss Cleo, I can't tell you, you know what to do. I just know demand more, go hard, to go for that bigger check, for real. If you want more time, you want vacations and stuff, demand that bigger check, and demand that from yourself as well. You know, another thing I want to talk about as well is, you know, your own self, your mental, right? Your self discipline. That's it. Big, right? I learned that that's big, you know what I'm saying? To me, self-discipline is key, right? Discipline is key. It is key. It is the key to opening the door to your bigger, to a better life, right? Self-discipline is key. I think discipline is a gift as well, right? Discipline is a gift. It's something that not everybody has, right? It's not something that not everybody learns, right? But self-discipline is key. It's a gift in the sense of, now, like I said, not everybody has it, and when you have it, you know, you're blessed to be able to do things that other people can't, right? To will yourself to mentally to do things that other people can't, physically, mentally, every spiritually, in all ways, you can do things that other people can't. And some people not disciplined enough to, you know, to stay with it, to, you know, knock it out, whatever. And you are, right? And when you have that discipline, it's a blessing, not a curse, right? It's a blessing to have that discipline, that gift, right? Because, like I said, you're going to separate yourself from the crowd with just that discipline, right? Sticking with it every day. You know what I'm saying? You're going to separate yourself from the crowd, and you're going to be better. You're going to be stronger. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be smarter. You're going to move a lot quicker, a lot faster, right? You're going to excel, right? And I feel like when you demand more from yourself and self-discipline, like sometimes just a little bit every day and staying with it, you demand more from yourself every day and you stay with it, you become a winner. You win. You know what I'm saying? You separate yourself. People are like, dang, man, like, I see you doing this and that. I feel like people look at me and go, and I ain't going to use myself like I'm bragging or nothing like that. And I hate to, you know, use myself, but I ain't really got a lot of examples, but, you know, analogies, but you know, I feel like you I'm gonna use a great one. Mike Tyson had said once in the interview, he was like, they talked about the discipline and him stuff, his skills, and he was like, something like, these other rappers, these other boxers, no, their skills are so minuscule and, you know, they're almost good as dead, like said, and like he was talking like that, you know what I'm saying? And he was talking about how he's so disciplined to his craft and he's so on point with it that when they get in the ring with him, it's like he's boxing children that don't know, like their discipline sucks, right? Floyd Mayweather, the same way he treat people like they never been in the ring, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, how you discipline, how you get to that level. I think you just mentally gotta, when you in that, it's that word, them words in the back of your head, and that subconscious telling you, oh, I need to do this, and you like, oh, I don't feel like doing it. And it's like, you gotta have discipline enough, like, I'm still doing it. Even if I don't feel like doing it, I'm still gonna do it. I gotta get up, you know what I'm saying? Start enjoying it a little bit every day. But I appreciate y'all tuning in for real. Like I said, I spoke about a couple things, like I said, Bill Cosby, NCAA, life, you know, time management, discipline, you know what I'm saying, money. Now, I feel like I spoke a lot of great things, like I said, and if you don't know anything about, you know, a lot of these different things, avenues of making money, I might make a YouTube video speaking about the different ways to make money in 2021, and how can you do that, and how can you be a part of it. But I most definitely appreciate y'all tuning in. Y'all have a blessed one. Like I said, today is Friday. Thank God it's Friday. The weekend's about to start, so let's go into this, you know, beautiful Friday. Turned up, excited, static, making this money, getting lit. You know, we're gonna get out of here though. And I'm JD Dunlap. This is the Mr. Whirlpool Podcast Show. Y'all follow me on all my social medias. That's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Medium.com, where I post my blog, Twitch.tv, where I go stream live stream, and YouTube at Jonathan Dunlap, JonathanDunlap. And everything else other than YouTube is Mr. Whirlpool, WHURLPOOL. I appreciate y'all. Y'all stay blessed.